Greetings, Radioland. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Our pastor is coming forth with the Word of God. We are so grateful for this door of utterance.
Thank God.
At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, our elders, our deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. God have opened up this door. We're glad to be with you. We are God's church. We are God's covenant church because we have a covenant made with God.
Yes.
We have agreed to keep God's word, which is God's covenant, which is the commandments of God. Ones may say, well, what kind of people are you? What are you? We are true Christians.
All right.
Followers of Christ. We are Jews. We are Israelites.
Yes, Lord.
We're glad we are Abraham's seed. We are what we are because of God's anointing that's going on. Our great Bishop Barfield, we know about her life.
Yes.
Great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy.
Yes, Lord.
They're in the bosom of God, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you today about being complete in God and have all of these days going on.
Yes.
New Year's is behind us now. We're in a new calendar year. But it's just another day with the Lord. We are complete in Him. We don't need all of these observations of days, observance of days, to feel alive. We are a lively stone in Him. Before we get into this thought, Deacon Darrell wrote this number.
Salvation came.
Salvation.
All right.
Thank God. The B choir.
Tossed, didn't know that I was lost, blinded by doctrines of men and the life of sin. But one day I made a choice, through the sun I heard God's voice, preaching how He's holy, teaching the laws to be. Sight with light, and when I heard the word, my earth began to quake. You see, I knew right then my world was going to change at the crossroads of change. When I heard the voice,
oh,
I made a choice to accept His judgment, to follow whom He sent.
Son of man, his escape from a life of sin. Not first a minister, but saw God through his sister as she tells. was the fight of her life, he cried. Told him how she had changed, now called by Jesus' name. Things that she used to do, she no longer do. Had power over sin, and his eyes were open. At a revival, his earth began to quake. You see, he knew right then he wanted to be saved. At the crossroads, a change, when he heard the voice, he made a choice to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all the commandments. Yes, indeed, he need be born again. And his world turned upside down from what he had found to be just alive. Sin no more.
And how then can we call on him?
And whom they not heard?
And how then can we preach to them?
Unless they've been saved.
Oh, your voice might begin to quake. You see, of Zion.
Yes. Yes,
Lord.
They're in the spirit because they are in God's word.
Yes.
Right? They're living a life that's pleasing to God.
Yes, Lord.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture.
Yes,
Lord. I believe the Lord came according to the scripture.
Yes, Lord.
I believe God's people live according to God's word, which is in the scriptures.
Yes.
I want to go to Colossians 2 and 9. As I say, the holidays now, they're behind us.
Yes.
But before you can pack them and put them away, here comes more.
Yes. Yes.
But thank God we're in this world, but we are not of the world. I don't need a calendar or a date that was conceived by man to lead and guide me in this life.
No.
Now that I gave my life to God and I live for the Lord leads and guides me. He is my God. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who we follow, the Spirit of God, not the spirit of the world. World have good intentions, Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to give thanks to God, but it's more to know him who you're giving thanks to.
Yes.
According to the scripture, many, and I would say 99% of the world, worship they know not. What they know not. Isn't that beautiful? Colossians 2 and 9, Evangelist, what does it say?
For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
In God. In the Lord dwell all the fullness. So I don't need calendars and markers to tell me to be sweet to my companion. I don't need a Valentine's Day to look me in the face to say it's time to be sweet. And I don't need to buy chocolates to be sweet. I am sweet. I believe we sang a song, He's Sweet, I Know.
Sweet, I know.
God is in your life, you are sweet all the time.
Yes.
You can be sweet while you're chastising.
Yes.
You can be sweet while you're telling the truth or being fervent.
Yes.
In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead.
Bodily
what?
And ye are complete.
Here is the point we need to keep in our minds. We that live for God, ye are complete.
In him.
In him.
Which is the head of all principality and power.
So, we don't need these days to remind us to be good, or to give thanks, or to give. God is the head of all principles and power. We have a code of conduct here in God's church. We have a rule. It's called the word. It's called the 10 precepts, the 10 commandments. That's our code of conduct. That's our principle. So I don't need a day to tell me to honor my mother or my father. When you live for God, you have the love of God to honor to whom honor is due. All the time. Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 10. He's the head, in him we're complete, which is the head of all principalities and power. And I just want to let those that want to live for God, maybe those that think they're living for God, let the Spirit of God lead and guide you. Let wisdom and knowledge, then you're complete. When you depend on these days and calendars and commandments of men to guide you, God is not guiding you. We teach our children and our loved ones here, we give as we are able. And I'm not able to give my child something they don't deserve. I'm not able to do that. Not in God. One time I gave when they weren't deserving. I'm not able to do that now.
Right.
If you're not due, you don't get. And I'm not concerned about those that are surrounding my child. Everyone can have on Pumas, but if they're not deserving, they get nothing.
All right.
But what will keep their feet off the ground?
Beautiful.
A little hard for some of you, but that's all right. We're in the world, but we're not of it.
That's right.
Ephesians 6 and 10, what does it say?
Finally, my brethren.
Finally. My brethren, and I'm speaking about those that keep God's commandments. This is my brother. These are my brethren. Finally, my brethren, what?
Be strong in
the
Lord.
Be complete in God.
Yes.
Be strong.
Yes, Lord.
What?
In the Lord and in the power of his might.
Power of God's might is putting on the whole armor of God.
All right.
Be complete in him.
Yes.
What?
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Well, what is the wiles of the devil? So you all don't bow your heads on Thanksgiving and give thanks to the Lord. I thank God all the time, every day.
All right.
I know God's word, and I know God. God said, I'll bless your bread and water if you keep my commandments.
Yes, Lord.
I don't have to pray for something that's already been promised me. The Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. And I'm grateful for the bounty.
Yes, Lord.
My focus is living for God.
Yes.
being right and doing what's right. That's my focus. Read.
For we wrestle not against flesh.
So we don't
and
wrestle
blood.
Against our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, and our surrounding acquaintances. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. What?
But against principalities.
We wrestle against codes, rules, mm-hmm. commandments of men. These are principalities. Mm-hmm. And what?
Against powers.
Powers.
Against.
There's power in these days.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because people bow and begin to act in the ways that these days are calling for.
Yes.
Secretary days. Got to get the secretary something. We got to give honor to George now. He fought the battle in the snow. Thank God for freedom. But it's better to be free in God than
yes,
just to be free naturally.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Freedom in God is eternal. And I'm grateful for all that our predecessors have done. Fighting to fight for freedom. But they didn't fight for my soul. Read.
Against powers.
Powers.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
The rulers of the darkness of this world is the devil.
Yes.
And every one of us was born in this life under the power of the devil.
Yes.
The prince of the power of the air. Mm-hmm. Read.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
What?
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
So we're taking the whole armor. We're taking on the completeness in God.
Mm-hmm.
That's not taking on the whole armor to live by the word partially. Say that we're living for God. He is my God. And yet everything on the calendar is guiding me. I don't need Helen Steiner to tell my companion I love her.
All right.
A waste of money. So, well, you can say it better. No, you can't say it better than me because I feel it.
All right.
Helen Steiner don't feel anything. Read.
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day.
That's evil when you look upon me or those that live for God, because God is leading and guiding us, and you ridicule and say, well, you don't have this, you don't have that. That's evil.
Yes, it is.
What's wrong with being led by the Spirit of God? I don't recall a calendar that God set down for us to live by. Except His Word, if you want to call that a calendar. Read.
And having done all to stand.
Stand. What?
Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
When your loins are girt about with the laws of God, because that is truth. As well as the Lord is, Jesus is truth. Mm-hmm. You're complete.
Yes.
You're incomplete when you feel bad because you didn't get your companion chocolates. Or they feel bad because you didn't get them chocolates. My sister and my brother, their birthday was on New Year's Day, which is just another calendar day. And I didn't say happy birthday, but we were all out having a good time. We happened to be together.
Yes.
And we don't happen to be together because of a day.
No.
We are together because we are family and we love fellowship.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's right.
And I didn't say happy birthday. Don't take anything from my love.
No.
Read.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
What?
And your feet. Shod with the preparation of the gospel.
Isn't that beautiful?
Of peace.
Shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you're complete in God. Read.
Above all, taking the shield of faith.
Well, some must above all write themselves notes. I better invite Cousin Junior to our gathering the New Year so he won't have a spirit or problem with me the rest of the year. I missed him last year. I don't take those kind of notes. I take the shield, the word of God.
All right.
Show love all the time. If God don't lead me, I don't call Junior.
All right.
Junior is invited all the time to fellowship with us in the word. when we fellowship in the Spirit as we go out and eat. But Junior don't want to be with those that are sanctified. Junior want to drink with those that drink. But the invitation is there. I heard one say over the media that the Lord loved everybody. He ate with prostitutes. Well, I think it's the other way around. The prostitutes ate with him.
Yes.
They came to where he was because he was full of love, and so are we.
Yes,
everyone's welcome here.
Yes, Lord.
If you love God's word, you'll want to stay here.
Yes.
If you don't, you want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's going forth.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And the Lord brought forth the word in fellowship. There was one that was looking for what the Lord could provide. Healing to their child. And the Lord said, it's not meet to give the children's bread to dogs. They didn't get offended. But when she said, yea, Lord, but the dogs eat the crumbs from the children's table. Mm-hmm. He said, for that, you're going to get it. Because so great a faith I haven't seen in Israel. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
So many get offended because we bring what the word stands for and what God stands for. And you hate to hear the word of God. I didn't write the word. I'm only speaking it.
All right.
I only bring it forth because that's what I have a charge to do. I didn't set the rules. I lay it out. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
So all the wickedness that we have. Well, you know, you need love. The word said love is keeping God's commandments.
All right.
The love, the word says love is the fulfilling of the law.
Yes, it is.
Not getting with that which is not right. Isn't that beautiful? So we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
If it don't match God's word.
Yes.
If it's not with God's word. Read.
And take the helmet of salvation.
All right, what?
And the sword of the Spirit.
What?
Which is the word of God.
That's all I'm bringing, what the word says. And we are complete in him. Let's go back to Colossians 2 and 9.
All right.
I have a lot I want to cover, but if we don't get to it, come visit us. We can get into some more of this. Other than that, we move on to another subject. Many topics and subjects you can talk about, but it takes the word of God to give you understanding. Everything that's written is a point behind it. So if you want to be complete, the simple solution is keep God's word. And when you're complete in God, you don't feel alone. You don't feel sad because the one you see every day don't give you a card.
Mm-hmm.
You see him every day.
Right.
And I was talking with our elder today who has a companion that's not saved, that knew this way and walked in this way and said, I want to just know that you love me. I like to get a do something special. Do something sometime. Well, what he's doing is providing.
That's right.
Because that's what God called for. The husband to provide for the family.
Yes.
So if your companion is providing for you, if your companion is not staying out on you, not running the streets on you, not beating your head into the wall, not calling out you, not treating you wrong, that's telling you I love you.
That's right.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Beautiful.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
There's so many say I love you, but they got a black eye.
That's right. That's right.
So many say I love you, and they give you chocolates, but they blow all their money gambling.
All right, Pastor. Make it plain.
That's foolishness.
Yes,
the scripture says by their fruit you're going to know them. Mm-hmm. So I know how you love me by the way you treat me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need Helen Steiner to tell you I love you.
No.
I can tell you that myself and save the buck.
Yes.
And I believe, which was a beautiful parable also, he told her, if your son give you a gift because of a day, what's more important if he gives you one just out of the feeling of his heart? So which one is more valuable to you? He said the one from your heart. Because these days motivate people to do things. But we want to be motivated by the love of God to do and by the Spirit of God to do when we do.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's real that way.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful?
Yes.
That's what we strive to teach our children.
Yes.
Colossians 2 and 9, 2 and 10 again, and ye are complete.
And ye are complete in him.
In him, in the word, in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Which is the head of all principality and power.
Of all principality and power. Now read the second verse.
Mm-hmm. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love.
So we are complete when we have the love of God. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. When our hearts are knit together in love.
Mm-hmm. And unto all richness.
In love and unto all riches.
Riches of the full assurance of understanding.
So we have a full assurance of understanding. We just read.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding. If you're not keeping God's commandments, you're not complete, and you don't have a full assurance of understanding. Now, you may not believe it, but I go with the scriptures.
Yes.
The scriptures that you know, it's your understanding when you keep God's word.
Yes.
Full assurance of mm-hmm. understanding. To what?
To the acknowledgement of the mystery of God.
What?
And of the Father and of Christ.
And what?
In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom.
All the treasures of wisdom.
And knowledge.
And knowledge. Mm-hmm. So how do we get this? We got to get the treasures of wisdom and knowledge
mm-hmm.
to be complete in him.
Yes.
That we don't be tossed to and fro. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
I get Beautiful. The knowledge according to the scripture.
Yes.
He came according to the scripture. Scripture says faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So if you don't hear God's word, you cannot really have faith in God.
Yes.
You can have faith in a bug if you want it, but that's not salvation.
Right.
You have faith in anything. You can have faith in Hitler. Say, well, Hitler was right. Hitler was a good man. You can have faith in that and believe that. That's not salvation.
No, it isn't.
Ephesians 4 and 11, what?
And he gave some apostles.
Now, this is what God did that we might be complete in him.
Yes.
And have a full assurance of understanding and have the wisdom and knowledge of God.
Yes.
He gave some.
Some apostles.
He didn't give them all now. Some. What?
And some prophets.
What?
And some evangelists.
Yes.
And some pastors and
now,
teachers.
Now, God gave these. Why?
For the perfecting of the saints.
So if we want to be complete in him, we strive for perfection.
Yes, Lord.
For the perfecting of the saints, what?
For the work of the ministry.
This is the work of the ministry. Ye that say that God sent you to be complete in your ministry, you must perfect and
yes.
you must be perfected.
Yes.
Read.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
This is what it's all about. They said, well, it's a great commission. Never heard of that. It's for the edification of God's body.
Yes.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
What?
And of the knowledge of the Son of
so
God.
So it's all about the knowledge of what a son looks like, mm-hmm. acts like, feels like.
Yes.
And how they are complete in God.
Yes.
The Son.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Unto a perfect man.
What?
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's Christ. Being complete.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Is that complete?
That's complete?
The fullness of Christ.
Yes, that's
you don't have the wisdom and knowledge of God, you cannot be in the fullness. You cannot be complete. Now, read the third verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Now, I know we have some of our friends here. We don't know you. We hear you and hear about you a little bit. I've heard a little bit of your broadcast. Like I said, those before and after. But we're not here to brawl. We love you.